Welcome to Double Fries No Slaw. It is Sunday evening. We transitioned away from the morning stuff. Richie, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. It's been a week since we've done this. It's been a week since I've gone live. Even solo haven't gone live for a week. So it feels good to be back with everybody. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, hit the thumbs up button, hit the subscribe button, and do us a favor and share this. But Richie, how you been last week? I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
Good, man. Like, we had Thanksgiving, and I feel like, you know, obviously we beat the Gators, which is what we wanted to do to end the season. I had my mother-in-law here for 8 straight days, and we somehow survived that. But it's been pretty good, you know, been a good week, and I'm just excited to, you know, we're going bowling, TJ. And I never thought I'd be so excited for a non-New Year's Six bowl game, but here we are right now. But I do think it's warranted the excitement for all Florida State fans this year to be excited about a bowl game, especially against a big name opponent. And we're going to get into it. But yeah, playing a big name opponent in my backyard, I could not be happier.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. You know, it was a great year for FSU, and we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll grade the season a little bit later in the show, but yeah, I mean, bowl season isn't what it used to be. I've said that quite a bit, and yeah, don't mean to be negative on bowl season, but I think when you have a year that's better than expected, or when you surprise some people and you finish it very positively, and then you get into bowl season and you're playing a big brand, I think that's really exciting. I think we've got a lot to kind of take away there when we talk about bowls in just a minute. I think there's a lot to be excited for, and the chance to get to 10 wins, double up last year's win total. I think that's really, really good stuff. So again, do us a favor, hit that share button, thumbs up, like, and we'd love to answer some questions in the comments. Of course, you can always use the super chat function. We'll answer some stuff that's in there now. Let me give a quick shout out to Guthrie's in Tallahassee. You can visit both their locations at 1818 West Tennessee Street and 2550 North Monroe. They partnered with some FSU athletes, Lauren Burrows from the volleyball team, Christina Roque, Lauren Flynn, and Clara Robbins this semester as some NIL Guthrie's athletes. So if you go through and say, mention any of those girls' names, or just mention the Double Fries No Slaw podcast sent you, and get a free drink with your meal. So shout out to Guthrie's. Appreciate their support. Got to have to figure out a way to get them to Orlando for the game. Nice. In 2 weeks, Richie. But let's jump into it. Also, quick shout out. I talked about this on the last show or something or so. I am drinking an SOF Four Patriots beer. It's the Four Patriots American Brewing. Portion of everything you buy goes back to our special ops and our disabled veteran-owned brewery. They do a lot to support our military. And then PD KFC. So PD KFC, everybody knows KFC. This has nothing to do with chicken, but pedal-driven kayak fishing charters. My guy Courtney was out there at the tailgate. Hopefully you guys got a koozie. That's what I'm drinking tonight. Richie, I don't know what you're sipping on, but if you're in the Tallahassee area, going to be in the Tallahassee area, check out, it's www.pdkfc.com. Private tours, pedal-driven kayaks, really good fishing charters. I'm excited to get up and do mine in January. Should be good stuff. So, all right, Richie, what are you drinking tonight?
I got, so we're big fans of Cooper Sock. So we had our wine tasting today, and we got our Cooper Sock Cabernet. I think I actually got the Shiraz today. So anyone who's familiar with Cooper Sock knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. So, all right, let's get after it. Florida State plays in a bowl game for the first time in what, 3 years? 2020, 2021, 2022. Yeah. It's first time in 3 years, Florida State will play in a bowl against Oklahoma in the Cheez-It Bowl there in Orlando, December 29th, 5:30 p.m. We will be doing a tailgate. So if you're going to be in Orlando, hit us up, come hang out. We did a huge one for the Florida game. We did a big one for Clemson, obviously, Double Fries No Slaw. Did a massive one in New Orleans. This one's going to be really big too. The Clemson, Florida stuff that always a little bit smaller because people have been tailgating the same spot.
I feel like this is our trial run for LSU to open the season next year.
Trial run for my liquor too, or for my liver as well. So, but yeah, we're going to have a good time. But Richie, Oklahoma, a national brand, not a great team. Some people are worried about playing Oklahoma, just, you know, kind of a lose-lose scenario. You beat them, you didn't beat anybody good. You lose to them, you lost to a season. What are your thoughts on the matchup against Oklahoma?
I'll tell you what, TJ, man, there was an outside chance heading into the championship weekend that we could have gone to the Cotton Bowl and got stuck with Tulane or UCF, right? I'd much rather be in Orlando in a much less prestigious bowl game, but playing a national brand, right? Because Oklahoma still is Oklahoma. And the fact that Brent Venables is the head coach and he's tore our heart out so many times when he was at Clemson, I cannot wait for this game. And it seems like pretty much everybody's going to play. I've not heard anybody sitting out. Jared Verse is kind of on the fence a little bit. We'll see what happens. I hope he plays, because if he does, man, I like us a lot. But this is a game that could be like a 55-48 type game. Like it's going to be a lot of offense and not a lot of defense, in my opinion, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I do think it's cool and it's kind of special for Florida State to play that national brand. And, you know, I don't know. I just don't think I would have been super thrilled with, like, Texas Tech in this position, right? Like, you just kind of saw that. Yeah. There were some projections. And, okay, so I take projections, you know, by some people about as far as you can throw them. They were projecting Maryland and Minnesota and the Duke's Mayo Bowl, both the Gator Bowl and the Cheez-It Bowl picked before the Mayo Bowl. So for two Florida Bowls to not pick us would have been pretty shocking. So yeah, I don't know. But Maryland or Minnesota, that sounds awful as well. Yeah. I was happy to get this one. I was happy to get a national brand. I was happy to be close to home, something that we can, I would not have gone to the Holiday Bowl. I would not have gone to Charlotte. Although I do like Charlotte. I like playing Oklahoma here. I would have liked playing Texas. Texas would have been a really cool one to me that I think I would have really enjoyed. But this is an opportunity for Florida State to go out and win a game. Like, Florida State should win this bowl. And so it's an opportunity for Florida State to go out and win a game, get to 10 wins, and be a national brand that you do go up against in recruiting from time to time, all at the same time. So, Richie, you were in school. Were you in school the last time we played? Not the last time we played Oklahoma, but two times ago?
No, 09? So 09. No, I actually wasn't.
No, 10, 10, 10. It was 10 and 11, right?
Yeah, so no, 2010, I had just graduated in the 09 season, and that 2010 game was a disaster. Yeah. I think it was growing pains for Jimbo, but I was at that 2011 game, and my goodness, that's the most electric I've ever seen in Doak. And I've been to a lot of games at Doak since I went to school in 06, but that nothing will top the atmosphere of that 2011 game at Doak when they got called for back-to-back false starts in the student section, the end zone. It was just amazing. Yeah. And it's unfortunate that, you know, we lost the game and, you know, we lost DJ Emmanuel that game too, which coincided with losing a few more games back-to-back to Clemson, Wake Forest. Or Wake Forest and Clemson. Oh yeah, Clemson and Wake Forest. But either way, man, that was electric. And I've been waiting for this chance. Going back to when I was a little kid, TJ, man, I was watching that. I think it was the Orange Bowl when Florida State played Oklahoma, and they beat us. And that, I think that game with Stoop Minnis couldn't play. Just unfortunate. Listen, this is not that Oklahoma team. But if we do go to this game and beat them, I will celebrate like crazy, because it's like multiple games of frustration that I can let out on this one game alone.
Yeah, no, Florida State won the first ever matchup between Oklahoma and the Noles. And that was in 1965, well before, you don't want to hear this. Well, that was before both of my parents were born, now that I am saying it out loud. Won the very first matchup that was in the Gator Bowl, ironically, they're in Jacksonville, Florida, and haven't won since. Lost in 76, lost in 80, 81, and then the three you just mentioned, the ones that we do remember. 2001, where he only scored 2 points. Richt was going to Georgia there. And then in 10, 11. 11 was a great one, but one that you ended up dropping. And so it's time to get back on the winning side here. And I think the Noles will have a great opportunity. Again, Oklahoma's offense is really, really good. I think that Florida State will need to be up for this challenge. And I think we try not to harp on it so much. And we even, when we harped on it for 2 minutes, got some negative comments in the chat. But Florida State's defense is going to need to show up here. I do think it's somewhat fortunate. I don't think, like you said, I don't think a lot of guys opt out. I think Jared Verse, even if he goes pro, I think he plays.
How many guys have played in a bowl game, TJ? Like not many. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a great opportunity for a lot of these guys.
Like, there's a few. Yeah, if you've been on this roster for, you know, if you're a fourth-year guy, I don't know. That's a good question. You'd have to go kind of through have to kind of go through.
It's we'll have Mike Ferguson figure that out for us. Yeah, check out DontFriesNoSlaw.com for that one.
Yeah, that's way too much. But yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting to be able to stay home. There will be a good crowd there. You know, bowl results, I don't need to undo the first 10 and a half minutes of this podcast that we just did. Bowl results really don't mean anything. You know, it's about going out of a good time. You want to see your guys play well. You want to see guys stay healthy on both sides. There's nothing worse than a bowl game injury on either side. I've seen it happen. I've seen bowl game injuries happen to rivals, and you're just like, oh, man, this is horrible, right? Like, bowl results really just don't. But it is an opportunity to go out and get 10 wins. And, you know, people asking about recruiting. Yeah, this was the second. I know that, I mean, this is more on the ACC than anything else. But, yeah, they're you know, this is the second most prestigious, and I'll use that like in quotes if you're listening to the podcast later, but this is the second most prestigious ACC bowl that there is. And so I think that that's on the ACC to get better bowls, right? Because this is not a super prestigious bowl. And this was the old Champ Sports Bowl, right? Like, it's easy to make the joke and say, oh, cheese it. You know, that's trash, or that's, you know, whatever, you know, and that's fine. That's no problem. Like, I have no issues with people that say that. It make the jokes. But I mean, it's the old Champ Sports Bowl, right? Like, it's the Scissors Bowl that Florida State played Notre Dame in a few years, you know, in 2011, you just mentioned that season. Yeah, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, right? Like, we're, you know, this isn't bottom of the barrel. But yeah, like, the ACC is terrible and trash. And so, yeah, the prestige of the bowl isn't what it maybe could be. But that's not Florida State. I mean, they finished second in the ACC essentially this year. And they have the second best bowl behind the Orange Bowl, right? If Clemson doesn't, what's the guy on Twitter say, piss down their leg, they go to the playoff and Florida State goes to the Orange Bowl. So, so anyway, yeah, I'm excited for the bowl. Like you said, that pass to Green in 2011 was one of the best moments of a loss that I
can remember. Third and 28. Yeah, I know that off the top of my head.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So, all right, cool. So that's bowl talk. Let's give a quick shout out to Grahamco, thegrahamco.com. If you need any Delta 8 products this holiday season, whether it be gift cards or you want to get some gummies, some orange hard candies, whatever you're looking for, thegrahamco.com. You can use DFNS25 to save 25%. Give them a try today. If you don't like it, you can go to Richie and complain, but you will like it. They're really good stuff. Get the gummies in before you have to spend time with your family at Christmas. I promise you it'll make your holidays better. Thegrahamco.com, DFNS25. If you haven't ordered yet, give them a try today. Appreciate their support.
Or right, TJ, or use them with your family there. My mother-in-law just spent 8 days here, and my wife, I had to go to bed. I had to be at work early one day, and my wife split a gummy with her mom, and my goodness, like, they were both out, and I loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah, I got to stop. I gotta chill on the gummies a little bit. But okay, so I want to talk with you about this. I want to talk about two more things. Guys, quick show tonight. We'll probably go for another 15, 20 minutes, and we'll get out of here. Again, if you're watching, make sure you thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. If you're watching this now, there's dozens on, almost up to triple digits. Make sure you subscribe. We certainly appreciate that. Richie, let's talk a little transfer portal. The transfer portal goes live tomorrow, and things are going to be wild and absolutely crazy. Let's talk about some targets for FSU. Before people go into the portal, I don't necessarily know that I want to go down like specific names, but let's talk about some positional targets, some positions that you think would be good for FSU to go after. Yeah, let's do that. I'll let you go first. We'll go back and forth. I love your Christmas tree in the background, by the way. If you're not watching on, if you're listening to this podcast later, join us on Sundays and watch this live on YouTube, youtube.com/C/DontFriesNoSlaw. But Richie, what's your number one target? I think Florida State's going to be able to be more selective in the transfer portal this year. I think that they've done a really, really good job building out the depth of this roster. And I don't think they'll have to go as portal heavy as they have the last couple of years, but I do think they'll take a few guys anywhere probably between 5 and 10. What's your number one position of need in the portal this upcoming cycle?
So that's dependent on Jared Verse, because if he does leave, we need an edge rusher. That's an automatic number one if he does leave. And I think he probably should. Like, I would love him to come back selfishly, but for his sake, I think he probably should go. So with that said, I would say offensive tackle. The problem is everybody wants offensive tackles, and I don't know how easy that will be to get one in the portal. But yeah, if Jared Verse stays, you're good. But if he leaves, I'd say defensive end. If he does leave, like I expect he will, I think offensive tackle.
So I'll flip it, and I'll okay. So not disagree, but I'll go in a different direction. I think you have some pieces there at defensive end that won't make the same impact as Jermaine and Jared have, but I really like Pat Payton. I really like some of the pieces you have there. I think you need somebody on the interior of the defensive line. You're going to lose Fabian Lovett. You're going to lose Robert Cooper. And so I think that that interior of the defensive line could be a position that Florida State really needs to go after. You do get Tifosi, who didn't play this year, but will be eligible next year and will play. So that will help. You've got some depth there. But you saw the difference that this defense – you saw the difference in this defense when Fabian Lovett was there and wasn't there, and he's not going to be there next year. So as much as we'd love to have him back, he is not going to be there next year. And so I think you need a guy with Fabian's floor. I think you need a guy that is of that level, because when he was out, Florida State's defense was just not the same. And so I would go inside. I don't want to call it a disagreement. I'd say it's like just as important though.
Yeah.
I just think there's more, like, there's a chance that Pat Payton could just like shock you and have like a monster year. Shout out to Pat Payton, ACC rookie, defensive rookie of the year.
Yes, sir.
He could go off. And I do think if he doesn't next year, he will the year after. Like the year after, he's going to be that guy. And so it's kind of nice to know, like, hey, 2024, we got that guy coming up. If he's not, you know, that guy, which I think he's going to be very good in 23. I just don't know that he's going to be first round draft pick good in, you know, like the last two guys at that position have been. So I'll go inside. I like your call on the offensive line. I agree. I don't know how many offensive tackles are out there and how much you're going to be able to find. You want it next, or you want me to snake it back? You want me to go for another one? Or you
take
want
it. Let's go fantasy footballs here.
All right. My second one is in the secondary. I'm not breaking any news here, but you lose Sam McCall to the transfer portal. I think you need secondary help. I think Renardo Green had a good season for you. I think that Greedy Vance did a good job kind of in that nickel-ish position. You know, you'll get Cooper back. I don't think Kevin Knowles had a great, great year. That was a miss by me. I said that I thought he'd have a really good year. In our bold predictions, I think I had him down for three picks. He had one. But he wasn't great. Jarian Jones will be there. You'll have Thomas. I think you need somebody in the secondary. It might be in that safety position because you are going to lose Jamie Robinson. I was listening to another podcast. Shout out to the Nolcast. Ingram and Bud do a great job. Jamie Robinson played more snaps than any other defensive player on the team. And that's going to be a lot to replace because he was really, really good. So I think help in the secondary, preferably to me, the safety position, just because I don't think it's as deep. I don't really know what Akeem Dent's going to do. I don't know that he's truly I don't know that he gets drafted. I don't know that he played well enough and was healthy enough down the stretch to get drafted. So you may get him back. You may get Shaheem Brown back. You may get Sidney back. But I think you probably need a safety, maybe a guy that can play a little bit of both. But I think safety would be my pick there in the secondary. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. Like, the secondary needs help, and I partially wonder, is it the secondary or is it the coaching of the secondary? I don't know. That's probably another topic for another podcast. But tight end, man, you got to get a tight end. Cam McDonald, shout out him. He really came on towards the end of the season. But you got to find somebody who can – Mike Norvell loves tight ends. Go back to his tape at Memphis and Arizona State. That's a position he wants to utilize. He just hasn't had the players to do it. And I think if he can get a true tight end, like the guy from Shorter University right now, man, like that's a position that I think could really take this offense to the next level, especially if Jordan Travis comes back, like I personally expect him to.
Yeah, I think tight end would be great. I think, you know, you're obviously going to get Markieffson back, who flashed for you at times, but yeah, I think a tight end would be huge. You're spot on there. And then that's when I'll bring up I'll flip back to one you've already said. And I think this might round it out. You know, if you had a stud linebacker that you thought was really, really good, you may go there. If you, you know, had some other positions. Also, the other thing on defensive end, which if you can get an impact guy like they had the last couple of years, they've recruited that position fairly well. Like you've got Boots coming in. You've got Keldrick Falk, who's committed now. I know there's been smoke and rumors.
You've got a four-star walk-on. Like, yeah. Think about that.
If you continue that recruiting class really, really well, like you have, like I think you'd be pretty good. But, yeah, then I'll echo what you said. I think a guard or a tackle would be really big. I don't know if Caden Lyles comes back. I think that they can get him back if he wants to, but he's had a few injuries, derail a few seasons in a row. I don't know if that's something that he wants or not. I actually spoke with him about it, and when I spoke with him, he wasn't decided one way or the other. Obviously, you lose Dylan Gibbons. You got some young guys that are coming in. I think Armella could be ready to give you some burn next year. But as you saw this year, Florida State's deep. You know, you lose. Don't you lose Jazz? Like Jazz was just a 1 year guy anyway. So your defensive or your offensive line. Basically sustained all the injuries they could, right? Like you lost Bless, you lost Caden early. And then you basically had one injury to play with. Like if Jazz or Maurice went down, like you could move some guys around. No, Mo Smith couldn't have gone down. Yeah. If Washington would have gone down, like he was kind of able to plug and play, but you were kind of at your limit. And so you can never take too many offensive linemen. I think that having another, guard or obviously a tackle would be great, but tackle is just pretty limited. So getting some kind of offensive lineman or maybe even two in the portal would be huge for the Noles. That probably wraps it up. And that's what's cool. I, if you have another one, I'll let you do another position, but quarterback, don't need to take anybody. If Jordan comes back, obviously running back, that room is loaded. Wide receiver, I think that room is loaded and getting better with the high school guys that are coming in. Linebacker, again, I don't think you really have to have a linebacker. So last year, I think we were at a point where like every position, every room, we were like, oh, I got to take somebody, got to take somebody, you know, like, and we did. We took guys in every single room. This year, I don't think you really have to do that. I think that you've seen the floor rise significantly under Norvell, go both the one and two deep. And, you know, that's a credit to him and the people that he's brought in. So, I mean, I don't think there's anything else. Is there anything else I'm leaving out?
Nothing of mine, unless like Tatum Bethune leaves early, which I think he should come back and probably will, because I don't know that his measurables match up to the NFL. But I think he'll be a damn good linebacker in the NFL too. But I do think he comes back. So I think that kind of covers it all.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, you've got a chance to – I don't know. Am I a little too, am I drinking a little too much Kool-Aid here? Like, I think you've got a really solid core and you've got a chance to really kind of make a run at things next year. I think you need to, it will be important to beat LSU to start the year. But you beat LSU to start the year. Man, that ACC schedule sets up really favorably.
You're talking playoff. Yeah. At that point.
You've got an offense that's one of the best in the country. I think the defense does need to take a step forward, especially with some of the guys that we think we may lose or know that we're going to lose, Fabian, Robert, Jamie, and potentially Jared as well. So there does need to be a step forward taken by the defense to get a little bit better there. But, it is nice to kind of go into the transfer portal season and know what, you know, kind of know what you really need, know what you could get by with without – and then know what positions are pretty locked up and pretty solid. So, it's somewhat refreshing there. So, all right, let me give one more shout out, and then we will do our last segment of the night. We'll get out of here. If you have good questions, and you're not just a troll you mind talking about your schedule next year? All right, so we were just on that. I'll talk about the schedule real quick. FSU 2024 football. Or 2023 football schedule. Yeah, I think it sets up pretty nicely for the Noles. You have LSU. Oh, no. Say what?
I said 12-0. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, maybe 15-0. So you have LSU to start the year. I think that, you know, that's going to be another tough fought game. Hopefully it doesn't come down to a PAT unless we're the ones kicking it for the win, because then I like us. But LSU to open the year in Orlando. FSU bookends Orlando, ends the year this year there, starts the year next year there. Then you got Southern Miss the next week. Obviously, Florida State should win that game. Your rivalry games have flopped, right? So, or flipped. You go to Florida and to Clemson. You play Miami at home. And then your conference games, which obviously Clemson and Miami are conference games. Your conference games, I also think, set up pretty favorably.
Yeah.
You're at BC, who, you know, Jurkovic and Flowers are both gone from there. You play Syracuse at home. I really like the Noles in that game. You play at Wake Forest, who loses about 372 seniors. You play Duke, who was kind of an upstart team this year, but I still think you are the favorites there, especially with that game at Doak Campbell. You play Virginia Tech at Doak Campbell, who is probably the worst team in the ACC. And then you go to Pitt, which I think the game at Pitt, hopefully that's earlier in the year. I think that could be tricky. And then the week before Florida, you play North Alabama, the Lions. And so you got a couple of out-of-conference games that you'll certainly win. I think, honestly, if you could split with LSU and Florida, and then your only other loss should maybe be Clemson, you know, and we'll see what Clemson looks like then. I mean, you're looking at, I think to me, you're looking at a great chance at 9-3, 10-2. If you can overachieve there and you're somehow looking at 11-1, maybe you beat Clemson or maybe you beat both SEC teams like you did this year. Then I think you could be talking about the playoff at that point. I think Florida State will have an excellent chance to finish second in the ACC. I think that most ACC teams, it was a very senior-heavy ACC this year with Hartman gone and NC State losing some guys, Jurkovic leaving. I think that it's going to be your top three is probably going to be Clemson, Florida State, and North Carolina. And Florida State's schedule sets up slightly easier than North Carolina's does. And so if Florida State can sneak into that second spot, you may get a rematch with Clemson in the ACC championship. And that could be a lot of fun. So that's a really early look at the schedule. That's on paper in 2022. We'll see how it all sets up later. But yeah, I think on paper, the schedule does set up easier than it was this year. And so, yeah, if Florida State's second in the ACC with the three-pod system, you'll go to the ACC championship. If you're 10-2 going to that ACC championship and you beat Clemson, your only other loss is maybe to an LSU team who should be pretty good again next year. Yeah, I think you'd be talking about the Noles maybe trying to find a way to sneak in. Maybe they'd be just outside. Maybe that'd be a New Year's Six type thing. But then, yeah, the next year in 2024, I think that's good for a playoff spot. So, all right, let me now give this shout out to Garnet and Gold. If you're an FSU fan, you're already shopping for FSU gear this holiday season. You need to be shopping at Garnet and Gold. Two reasons. One, they give back to FSU and its athletes. They literally give back to the boosters, and they literally give back. They take losses on things to give back to our athletes through NIL. Number two reason, we can save you some money. If you use code NOSLAW, N-O-S-L-A-W, at checkout, you can save 15% on your order. There's no limit. If you're buying 20 things and you spend $1,000 at Garnet and Gold, they'll take off $150. So 15% off your order at garnetandgold.com. Use code NOSLAW, N-O-S-L-A-W. They are family-owned and operated. Don't shop at the big, huge stores that get all the money. Shop at the people that give back to the university. Shop at the folks that give back to our athletes through NIL. That's garnetandgold.com. Again, NOSLAW, N-O-S-L-A-W. Shout out Paul Clifton in the comments. It's long overdue that we beat Clemson. You're absolutely right.
It's time.
You had them close last year.
No, it's time.
Close again this year. You're going to have – that kid looks good. That Clemson kid looks good. But Jordan's better. So, yeah, I agree. It's time to beat them. So
if Jordan comes back, we beat Clemson next year. Mark it, timestamp, bookmark, whatever you want to call it. If Jordan comes back, we beat Clemson next year in Death Valley. And I will be there.
I was talking – Kara was just asking me the other day. She was like, hey, what games are you going to, not going to? And I was like, well, I'll probably go to the – I mean, I'm definitely going to Orlando. And then I'm definitely going to Miami. So there's two. And I'll probably go to the Florida game because it's so close. We're only an hour and a half from Gainesville.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I kind of want to go to the Clemson game. I kind of want to do that. So anyway, yeah, we will do a tailgate up there, Richie. That'd be a fun one. Game day will be there. Let's do it. If Miami didn't suck.
They may actually be there. That's funny. That the game day may actually be at the Florida State, depending on where it falls on the schedule.
I bet they're at, hey.
You got to be LSU, right? And I think we can because – as good as LSU is, and they improved this season, I do think they did. Nah, man, we're better than LSU if Jordan comes back. That's the key qualifier, and I think he does. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if he announces in the next week that he's coming back to Florida State.
So I can't flip the ESPN schedule ahead to next year yet. Like, it just won't, like, it won't let you. But I kind of wonder, could LSU Florida State could be a top 10 matchup next year?
I think we top 15, probably not top 10. I think top 15 is fair.
I think if we win, I think there's a chance we're top 10. I just don't know if they will be or not.
I don't know if LSU will be, though. I think we'll be like number 9 preseason. I just don't know about LSU because that, man, I watched that game yesterday. They're not on that level. They're not on that level right now.
To be fair, though, nobody's on that. I mean, I don't think anybody's on that level. So, you know, next year to start the year, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, probably
USC.
See, here's the thing. I don't probably USC, but like Utah loses a lot. I think they'll drop. Yeah. Tennessee without Hooker, they'll drop.
Yeah.
Florida State will be up there, right? Like, I'm not saying number 6, but like, here, I'm just putting teams out. Yeah. TCU might be up there, but like, I don't know. I don't know if they return.
They're just solid, man. They're just solid. It's crazy.
So like, there's TCU. So you're looking at like LSU. Can they jump ahead of like, okay, so like, let's put Clemson up there. There's 8 teams. Yeah. You're looking at LSU with like, okay, so you've got Utah, Kansas State, USC, Penn State, Washington, LSU.
Not impressed with
that. I don't know. I think LSU could be ahead of most of those teams.
They would beat them all.
Washington.
They would beat them all, for being honest.
Yeah, so, and you know the SEC bias. So I think there's, but you're right. It might be like 9-12 or 9-13 or something like that. But
a top 15 matchup in week one, that's massive. Like, I'm pumped. I'm already like planning everything out. Like, man, I need to like schedule an Uber driver, even though I only live like 7 miles from the Camping World Stadium, because I cannot wait for this.
Yeah, no doubt. So, okay, let's. We were gonna grade some. We'll save that for next week. We've got plenty of time.
We're good here.
We've already gone over 30 minutes, so I don't want to. I want to say some. We've got some off-season content coming. That'll be a lot of fun. Make sure, again, if you're watching this, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Thumbs up the video. Let's go through a couple questions and see if I can find anything that's really good in here. Man, this game is a lose-lose. If FSU wins, we should win. If OU, if we lose, it doesn't help. I don't know. I don't think it's a lose-lose.
Bowl games don't matter anymore. Yeah.
Bowl results, I honestly, like, it, to me, it's a bowl are a win-win. Unless you're playing, like, so when Florida lost to UCF, like, that was, but even then, like, they got a new coach.
Who
like, it didn't affect them in recruiting. They're recruiting well. I just think bowls are a win-win. You win, you get to say your record was better. You lose, it doesn't matter.
It's only important for preseason rankings next year, which is why I really want to win this bowl game so bad next year or this month. Because if we do beat Oklahoma, we're gonna be top 10 preseason. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, and we might finish the season ranked in the top 10 in the AP and coaches poll because the college football playoff poll is done.
Yeah. No, I think we finish in the top. Yeah, we definitely finish in the top 10. I think we start next year. Let's see here. See if there's anything else. Hunter seems like he might be going. Come to Orlando and then go to
Charlotte. Yeah, he's texting me on the side. I love it, Hunter. Come to Orlando, Hunter.
Was at the game in 2011. Obviously, that one was really, really good. Yeah. 16-0 next year. Or in 2024. Yeah, because we'll have the extra game for the playoff.
Yeah.
Great matchup. We had a better year than Clemson. FSU will be ranked high, long overdue. Okay, cool. I think we appreciate Master of Dreams hanging out here. I mean, he loves the interact. He loves hearing about a good team since his stinks. Oh, here's the last thing I had, Richie. How about Florida playing in the Las Vegas Bowl on the 17th on December? Listen, the first day of bowl season is December 16th.
They're playing December 17th.
They're playing on the second. So here's the thing: they play in 13 days. What? You can't even get. So the bowl, I think they give you 15 practices. You can't even get all 15 practices in, and you're also not allowed to go every single day. Plus, the coaches are recruiting. It's beautiful, beautiful. I think that's a great setup.
Who are they playing?
Oregon State. Is that what I saw?
Oh, they're gonna lose.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Sure. They're going to finish with a losing season just like Miami. That is hilarious.
Sure. Yeah. So,
oh my goodness. Because Anthony Richardson's probably not playing in that game.
a bunch of guys are already opted out. Yeah, there's no chance. I mean, they're hitting the portal hard. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that. Florida on December 17th. That's, yeah, Oregon State, the Beavers. The Oregon State, did they upset Oregon?
Oregon State.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's over a week before Christmas is when you're playing your bowl game.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Florida.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, obviously Miami doesn't go to a bowl, but that's funny too. So, all right, Rich, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Yesterday, my wife had her holiday work party and I was drinking like
$400 bourbon. Yeah, that's $350 secondary bourbon you were
drinking. Yeah, but before that, we went out with our friends, Mark and Rachel, who were at a Notre Dame Hill tailgate. They were at our LSU tailgate. They're moving to Charlotte, unfortunately, on Tuesday. So shout out Mark and Rachel. They will be back for the LSU game in September, obviously. But I'm going to miss them. So we saw them again today. We went out and did a wine tasting at Cooper's Hawk. So shout out to them. They're my one of my favorite couples that we're friends with.
Right after me and Kara. No, shout out to them. Safe travels. And good luck with the move. Moving sucks. So that sounds terrible. But other than that, yeah, Heisman hopeful. Yeah, we'll talk about all that. We got some stuff coming with that. Yeah, I think Jordan Travis, by virtue of the Florida State starting in the top 10 next year.
When he officially announces, we're going to have a conversation. Because it's legit. Get him back. It is legit.
I don't have any other shout-outs. Shout-out everybody that tuned in and watched. We're well over triple digits tonight. Again, shout-out you if you watched, if you hung out. Hit the thumbs-up button and make sure you subscribe. YouTube gives us stats, and 80% of people that watch videos are not subscribed. So hit that subscribe button. You're an FSU fan. We put out FSU content almost daily. Hit the subscribe button. That's all I got. Richie, appreciate you. Harlan, appreciate you guys for hanging out. We will be back this week with several videos and lots of content. We'll go live a couple times, I'm sure. If not, we'll see you guys back next Sunday. Until then, happy holidays and go Noles.